The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, July the 26th. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 here, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Get that stretch in. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Did you like that stretch?
I like that stretch.
You know what? I've learned, you know, everything I've learned about stretching, I've learned from Elk Killer.
Yes.
Elk Killer in the morning comes up when I give her a little pet.
Stretch
in the morning. And then what she does is, she then, after I, you know, pat her, you know, and say, okay, let's go out, she will stretch. She lays down and she rolls back and forth. You know, kind of like she's just, you know, stretching out, and then she goes that kind of that downward dog type thing, and then back up, and she is ready. Her eyes are bright. She's ready to go.
The little dog curtsy. That's very cute. Well,
a little dog curtsy. Is that
when they put out their paws and they bow down. Yeah,
they look
like they're doing a curtsy.
Oh yeah.
Well. Brace yourself.
I was trying to put this off as long as I could.
Stretch in the morning and prepare to spend much of the day cowering in front of a nearby AC unit. High today of 111 degrees, and the forecast is for plentiful sunshine, you think?
How much? 109?
111 today.
111 today.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't get an update then on the board.
Yeah. It depends on who you ask. I'm going with Wonderground's prediction because Weather Service tends to undershoot just a little bit. 71 overnight. At this point, what does it matter?
You know, we're going to say 111. If it's 110, you guys will really be happy with us.
Yeah. It gets better tomorrow, 110. Thursday and Friday see 112. So we could be flirting with records. Overnight lows near 75 degrees, which is not so much fun when you're trying to catch a good night's rest. By the weekend, though, things start to taper off. A relatively balmy 106 on Saturday. Sunday sees us plunging down back into the double digits with a high of 99. Oh, you have to laugh.
When's that going to be?
Sunday.
Sunday, back down to 99.
Yeah.
What's Friday going to be?
Breaking out this 110 on Friday.
Oh, good. That's good for that dinner we're putting on.
Yeah. So, right now
that means if people around 10 o'clock at night go out, it's still going to be like, what, 85?
Yeah, something like that. By the way, these triple digits bring increased fire weather, heat-related illness problems. For those in high-risk groups, please be careful, and don't even look hard at the grass because it'll burst into flame. We are in extreme red flag conditions. That's not an official statement, but just be really, really careful right now. I'm going to call it 70 degrees in Reading. I have to double-check because I have two conflicting reports. This all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, has discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Wow, the Democratic Convention really kicked off. 60 speakers last night. You know, Michelle Obama. You know, she had this one line. She says, "I live in a house built by slaves." That's kind of cool. I like that line. And how, you know, people of color can be president. And she said, and now people believe that a woman can be president. You know what? There's no reason a woman can't be president. Just not this woman. Does that sound bad? In my opinion. This is, of course, just my opinion. But anyway, Eva Longoria, an actress, comes out last night, and she said, and I'm paraphrasing this because I was in a state of shock. "I did not come across the border The border came across me.
It's that world government.
And the fact is that she has been a citizen for nine generations. So, I mean, she's as an American as you come, right? So she says, I didn't come across the border came across me. So I guess she would really need to ask herself, Eva, would you like to be living in Mexico right now? Do you think there'd be a difference in your lifestyle if you lived in Mexico as opposed to the United States? Do you think you'd be on the stage tonight? I mean, if you think about it, is this what people want? I didn't come across the border. The border came. Do we return the do we just do away with the Treaty of Hidalgo? And when you talk about this, is this what people want? They want that treaty to go away so that California goes back to Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas.
Texans may have a problem with that.
I mean, is that what people, if the way people are running as fast as they can away from Mexico, do you think that they want to live in Mexico? Do you want to live under that government of Mexico? Do you want to live in the cartels and in the backwardness of Mexico? Look at it. This is why they come here. And yet people are keep talking about, oh, let's get more and more and more, and that we need to be, you know, let's just. And when she says something as stupid as that, I didn't come across the border came across me. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. You weren't born yet.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to talk about how Trump has insulted her family by calling them rapists and robbers. And I don't think Trump was insulting citizens of our nation. He was talking about people here illegally that have come across the border, that are murderers, that have killed people here, that have raped and robbed and stole. He wasn't talking about citizens. He was talking about illegals. So when I hear things like this, it's the naivety. That when I hear this, that I just can't believe it to keep saying things like this. Eva, do you really want to live in Mexico? Why don't you just go down and live there? You've got lots of money. You could probably live really well.
Yeah.
Until you're kidnapped.
Yeah.
Or until something else happens. But you see, but you're not a you're an American citizen. You're not an immigrant. You've been an American citizen. Your family's fought for this country. The country of the United States of America. They didn't doubt what they were fighting for. Now you're saying, I didn't cross the border crossed me. No, no. That was generations, a couple hundred years ago. Over 100 years ago.
Yeah,
getting close to 200. Anyway, the bottom line is, when I hear stuff like this, and you know, and is this what the Democratic Party wants?
Well,
is this
designed,
what they're pandering
yeah.
to? Is that we give back?
It's all about
we change the border? Is that what you want, Eva?
They want a North American family, you know. Sure, which I'm sure that the Canadians
are excited about. They want open borders. Hey, let's just have open borders. You know what? If you had open borders, they wouldn't have to stay here. They wouldn't have to just come in, work, and go back home.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's the way it works, though. Of course not. Ask the Germans how that's working for them, or the French right now, how that's working. And we got to take a break. Because we want to come back and talk about, another terrorist attack. And this time in France. Another terrorist attack in France. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. Over there in the corner of Eureka and Court Street. They have it all. They have, besides all the machines, they also have, you know, a picture of Bad Bob out there on the corner. Just pedaling away on your bike and lifting weights and all those things, which has worked magnificently for you, by the way, Bob.
I'm down since I started, roughly 20 pounds, a little more than that.
It looks like more than that now. Anyway, it also has a saltwater pool, which you won't find around here, that you can work out. That's what Linda likes to get into and work out there with Kathleen Cowering. Anyway, you can do it all at Wellgate Sports Club. The facilities are just super. The machines are new. You want to run machines, or you can do free weights. It's got it all. Spinning, yoga, everything, plus Bohem Spa. It's all there at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205, and you will be as felt as Linda. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:15 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 26th of July. 70 degrees, going up to 109 today. Please dress lightly.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical on Tuesdays.
Remember when these guys, like, owned the airwaves?
Who's that?
Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They had a whole string of hits. They're probably playing some casino.
Oh, they
somewhere.
Are. They are. I'm sure they are. 7:18 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 26th of July. It's 70 degrees going up to 109 today. You might want to take care that you don't leave anything in the car that's living organic. It's going to get hot. Have you ever left your water in the car and come back? And the water is like 100 degrees? This is even better. You kind of like protecting your steering wheel, right? Well, mm-hmm. The sun shines in at that right angle, so it hits the hits your seatbelt buckle.
Oh,
and you grab the seatbelt buckle, and it's just, I'm not putting that on me.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. 7:20 in the morning, my friends. This portion of the show located. Is brought to you by Dandelion, and it is located at 1322 Pine Street. If you want a place to go to find the right gift for your beloved, go no further than Dandelion. From Brighton bags to Miss Me jeans to everything from head to toe and everything in between, candles, bracelets, watches, necklaces, everything. You can find it all there, and they are so nice over there. At Dandelion, I just walk in and go, I just need some help here. And they know Linda, so they're more than happy to help me. Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. Okay. We were talking about how if they really want to go, if Eva really wants to live in Mexico, she should go to Mexico. And the fact is I don't want to live in Mexico. I really like living here in the United States. But why do people want to change it so drastically? That's the point I understand. Bernie came out last night swinging. And you know what? First of all, Bernie Sanders supporters are so loyal. And they're, I mean, you see them, their tears are running down their faces, and they put them all up in the cheap seats.
Yeah.
You know, way, way, way up there in the top. But I tell you what, 2.5 minute standing ovation for Bernie when he comes, takes the stage. So Bernie's trying to convince them to vote for Hillary. This is after he says she's corrupt, she's tied to Wall Street, she's all this. But guess what? You know what he says? She's a lesser evil than Trump.
Yeah.
How do you put that? And those bright, shiny faces. You know why I like Bernie Sanders supporters? They did it with a passion.
Yeah.
You know what? I think a lot of them were there. They're not even sure. But they saw that this country needs change. It needs drastic change. It doesn't need change into a socialistic society. But it needs change. It needs to bust up these Washington cartels. It needs to bust up this lockstep they have with Wall Street. You know, and damn it, Bernie was offering that.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you think Hillary Clinton's going to offer that?
No.
No. Hillary's in their pocket. And the only thing I say about Trump is, I'm not sure whose pocket he's in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he understands how it's done. He was one of them.
The art of the deal.
The art of the deal. But here's the thing, too, is all the things that you say about Trump, and you know what? I have no idea if they're all true. It's like everything you say about Hillary. Can it all be true? I don't think so. All the negatives. But all the negatives on Trump, I'm sure they're not all true, but I know there's probably some in there because it sounds like maybe something he'd say. It was written back in 1991. Said you'd rather have short guys with yamalukes counting his money.
Yarmulkes?
Yarmulkes.
Yeah.
What did I say, yamalukes?
Something like that.
Counting his money. I mean, and comments about African Americans.
He speaks off the cuff.
Well, he does, but you know what? I mean, it doesn't mean it's right.
No.
Anyway, have you ever watched these Turner Classic movies? You ever watch those?
Yeah, time
from the 20s and 30s. They come out with some things that are just, I just sit there and go, Oh.
Oh, popular. Yeah.
You know, I mean, things from, you know, from back in that time, you know. It was descriptions of people.
Yeah, it was like, a different world then.
Oh my gosh.
We have moved. But it's not enough for some people. They want things to go in a completely over the top in the other direction. The thing that struck me when I was listening to BBC this morning was they had from the floor how some of the Clinton people were calling, well, anybody who ever supported Bernie is just an idiot. And they were just being very condescending.
They said that out there last night. And it was like, you know, if you're going to support Bernie, you're an idiot. And I'm like, oh, that's going to get a lot of Bernie voters over to Hillary.
Yeah. Just very dismissive.
And here's the other thing, too. They built an 8-foot fence. Did you know that? They built an 8-foot fence around that Wells Fargo Stadium or wherever it is they're at. An 8-foot fence keeping people away. Now, they're expecting all these problems in Philadelphia. All these problems. You know, they're going to riot. They're going to burn down the convention center because Trump's there. Of course, it did not happen. They, you know, the police and the protesters handled it very well, I thought.
Yeah.
But they... A building an 8-foot fence to keep the people away from the Democrats.
This is the inclusive.
How interesting!
Part.
Now the other thing too is you had 61 speeches last night, 60 or 61 speeches, and as Bob Martin pointed out today, and from the Twitter accounts, not one word was mentioned about what's that ugly word, terrorism. Not one time was ISIS mentioned in 60 speeches. Not one word about terrorism. And again, today, another attack in France. Into a church, to ISIS, and ISIS is already, you know, they are already announcing it. Two Islamic terrorists went into the church, attacked the people inside the church, stabbed a parishioner, and killed the priest, cut his throat. Maybe they were trying to cut his head off, and they just didn't know how to do it. Killed the priest. As they were leaving, police shot them down. How many attacks is this in the last 2 weeks? Horrendous attacks. And they're doing it with knives. Now, and to make, and here's got something nothing to do with terrorism, but just how much damage you can do without a gun, is this obviously mentally deranged employee in a hospital or a home in Japan for the mentally ill or physically disabled goes into it with a knife and kills 19 people.
Yeah.
Kills 19 people with a knife. It's the worst mass killing Japan has had since World War II. I mean, you think about that.
Yeah, and this is a country with...
And then the guy killed... How many did he kill with? 84? He killed 84 people with a truck?
Yeah.
You know what, my friends? It's kind of like this. Here's the Democratic Party that wants to take away the guns. I mean, let's just face it, they do.
It'll end all violence.
Like, being in a gun-free zone is going to save your life? They want to take your guns. They want to take, let's do away with the assault weapons. Let's do away with that. Which, by the way, now the Record Searchlight's starting to run those pieces. Never ran those pieces before. Now they're starting to run them. One of the questions to ask next time we come up, when they come on the show. But now, you know, now it's starting to be the people want to take. No, it's one-sided completely, the article. But now the Democrats say, no, you don't need guns. You let the police protect you. Really? Ask our police. Ask our police right here in River City, which has nothing near the crime or deaths that like Chicago or any of these other big cities have. Ask them, can they protect us 100% of the time?
It's a responsive force, not a proactive
force.
It
responds and it cleans up. If he's got you inside the house or they have you inside the bank, they can surround it, do a good job at that. But guess what? The guy got in the bank. Guy got in your office. Guy got in your house. So, anyway. Okay. I can't believe is that they didn't address terrorism once. But then again, I can, because we know that the bedrock of this terrorism began under Hillary and President Obama. Everybody knows it. If you don't understand that, you're a fool. If you don't understand where ISIS came from, you're a fool. It came from us pulling out of Iraq and leaving that area there and then going and taking out Gaddafi and leaving his country in ruins. So now you have just civil war continuously there. Nobody runs Libya. And then you've got the battle going on in Syria, which has led to millions of refugees. So all of this thing that's happening in Europe, all of this thing that's happening with ISIS, can all be laid back to the foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934. Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's bright. It's July the 26th. It is 7:32 in the morning here. It's going to go up to 109 today. It's about 70, but it's probably changing already. But let's just say 70, but a high of 109. Don't leave anything organic in your car today if you want to have it when you come back. Good morning. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Hey, it's our firearms dealer of choice. That's where we get our firearms at, John and Sarah Bastiani. You know what? Gunsmithing, a great selection of guns, both pistols and long guns, all the shooting accessories, reloading equipment, and classes on CCW and hunter safety. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. Veterans get a great discount at Bastiani Arms. And let me tell you something. I'd start going out and buying now because it's coming, my friends. It's coming. They're going after them. They're going after all those, you know, if you want to have an AR platform, sporting rifle platform, they want to ban them. They want to make sure nobody else can sell them again. And then they're going to come after them. You know, it's just a matter of time because the state is crazy. And at a certain point, you can't help but think how many of you are going to still be here. See, the people down in the South don't really care. You know what? They don't care. They're getting their, you know, three hots and a cot and all those things. But you live up here in the northern area, you see what it's like to be out, be able to go out and hunt and fish and shoot and have a, you know, live your kind of a more of independent lifestyle than they do down south. But they don't care. They don't care about your rights. They don't care about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is one of those living documents that should be changed. I mean, my gosh, Hillary Clinton believes it should be changed. She wants to be president, and she's going to put people on the Supreme Court that's going to make those choices 5-4. How about that? Or 6-3. And then that gun you own is no longer not the kind. Well, you know what? It's okay for you to have a single shot bolt action. That's okay. You can have those. Or maybe a tubular fed 22. But nothing else. Because, my gosh, you don't need them. You don't need that for hunting. You don't need that. No. So that's what it's going for. And when you see this, and then you think to yourself, in California, you've got a choice. You can move out of California. May not be easy. You may not really want to, but until when it gets so onerous on you that you will leave, you can leave. Go up to Idaho, go to Montana, Wyoming, even Nevada. I don't know why anybody would want to move to Nevada, but I mean, there's people that live there.
There's people who
Arizona, Texas, you know those places. You can go there. But if Hillary gets in, nowhere safe. The only thing you can hope for is that if Hillary's still in, Republicans hold the House and Senate. It's the only thing you can hope for. It's the only thing you can hope for. On the other hand, if Trump gets in, he did say that he had a list of judges. These are the judges they would pick. They're all constitutionalists. So, okay, moving on. Reading and Dignity Health are close to closing that land deal down there by the river. Some people were really arguing about it, saying that, oh, gosh, you know, it's too nice down here. And Mike Michalak, a friend of mine, who, of course, he and Bertha own the fly shop, have said that, you know, he went down there and he looked at the land. He looked at the river spot right there, and he says, now, this is no good right here. I mean, if somebody wants to build on this, it would probably be better than just leaving it the way it is. And he is very much a conservationist. So if he thought that land was going to be worth more to our community being there, lying there without a building on it, he would have said it, but he didn't. So that's going to happen. Going back to the Democratic Convention, their platform, and they're bragging about
this. The most progressive platform.
That's just what I was going to say, the most progressive platform in Democratic history. I mean, what does that mean? Well, parts of it are $15 an hour wages for everybody in the nation. Of course, if you are a religious organization, you're going to be, you know, they're probably going to have you have performing abortions in the church itself. It goes on and on and on. I mean, it's rights, it's free education. You know, junior college, it's going to be free. Well, wait, how can it be free? They're saying it's going to be like elementary through high school. It's free. It's not free. I mean, we pay for that.
Opened up your tax bill lately.
You know, and we're going to guarantee jobs. How do you guarantee jobs? How do you guarantee jobs unless you bring back? Now, Hillary's for she's for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. She's all over that. She wants that. Bernie's people think that is you're selling the country down the tubes, which I think in a lot of cases they do that, and they don't care. We are such a short-sighted country. And I say we because Republicans and Democrats are all doing the same thing.
They've stopped short of going for the basic living allowance, as it's called. You know,
like some of the other countries are going for.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think it's Norway or Sweden are just talking about giving their people basic money to live on. Well, then why do anything?
Why innovate? Why come up? Why make the effort when all you have to do is watch the propaganda feed and your check shows up regular in your account? What a country.
Well,
from each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs. Thank you very much, Karl Marx.
Wine, whiskey, and cigars, and brew. I've got to go change to this one now because, you know, I'm just a little bit. Hey, we're open line here until 8 o'clock. So if you've got something on your mind, it doesn't have to be this. You know, Billy Bob, anybody out there want to talk about something, there's the time to do it. Give us a call at 605-4567. 605-4567, and talk to us about what's stuck in your craw. You know, I'm just kind of, when I get into this thing, I just get to a certain point, and I'm thinking, well, you know what, is this really where we're going here? That even if you had the state of Jefferson, just say the state of Jefferson just happened tomorrow, and they were functional.
They would still be subject to federal law.
They'd still be subject to federal laws and stuff. And what would you do then if they make it a federal law that what they're going to do is they're going to make it so the community or the state can say what kind of guns there can be, if any. So, anyway, I was going back to wine, whiskey, whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. It's going to be on the 30th. That's this Saturday. You starts at 2 p.m. It's a fundraiser that VFW 1934 is putting on for books for veterans and also camp for kids. And it's going to be down at the Yuba Street Veterans Hall. There are all types of great vendors going to be down there. Asphalt Cowboys are cooking. And also a chance to win an AR, Shield 9M, a 6-hour 380, which, by the way, the 238s are hard to get a hold of, and a Glock 27. Booze and guns, but not at the same time, of course. Yeah. Not at the same time.
Gunpowder ruins the taste of your alcohol.
Somebody says booze and guns. What could go wrong? Nothing, because the guns are not there when people are drinking. And no responsible gun owner ever drinks if he has a gun on himself. So that's going to be this Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock. We don't know how long it's going to go, so you just get there and just stay as long as you want. Baskets of stuff, gifts, everything. All of this is to raise money for these kid camps, books for the military, and VFW Post 1934, who just had this fire and is still putting on this for these kids and for veterans out there. So, all right, let's go to the phones. Okay, Terry. Tell us how you can do a how can the state of Jefferson, if it started tomorrow and everything you wanted was right there, how do you fight the federal government?
Okay, well, I told you that yesterday, but let me go back to the event. Let me go back to the event you just talked about.
Which one?
Well, the one that
whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew.
I'm getting some feedback here, buddy. I'm sorry.
The whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew.
Yeah, we got invited to that. Vince Stevenson invited us to that last night to have a booth. So we'll be there, too, State of Jefferson. So if people have questions, they can ask.
Is it if you become the State of Jefferson, will every citizen get a gun?
Well, here's the thing. If we become, what do you want? See, well, you're, it's kind of like you're asking
I want less bureaucracy. That's what I want,
buddy. Why don't
you
let me answer a question before you start
Because you asked it. You asked me.
I'm getting feedback. Let me see. It's my phone. Hang on a minute. Is that better?
You sounded okay to begin with.
Okay, well, so I was getting feedback. No, what I said was is that event on Saturday, we're going to be there. We have a booth. Vint invited us, and it's going to be a great event. You're right. That's what I was saying. You asked me a question about guns, and I didn't quite hear it. Could you ask me that again?
Well, what I'm saying is it was a facetious question. Here's the real question: If State of Jefferson was up tomorrow with everything you wanted. Okay, I mean, as you know, you have your government stood up and everything. How do you keep the feds off your back?
Easy, if the feds passed it, we talked about that yesterday. That's number one. Number two, we invoke the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, the states' rights amendment, and we interpose because the thing is if we have a constitution, which you would be part of, as all the citizens of Jefferson would be, then basically in our constitution we put down whether we want to be an open carry state or not. And I'm sure that we'd probably want to be an open carry state, for example. Now, because we're an open carry state, and we have the 10th Amendment, and we have states' rights, and now we're on the equal footing doctrine, the government has no jurisdiction.
But, Terry, every state requires federal funding. Are you saying that the state of Jefferson will operate independent of one dime of federal funding? How's that going to work?
Well, that isn't what I said at all. You asked me a question about the Second Amendment, and now you're talking about federal funding. Explain to me what you mean by federal funding and what you're trying to say there, sir.
Highways,
maybe I'm just not getting it.
Highway taxes, funding, the federal government feeds an awful lot of money to the states, and that is the big stick they carry, that if a state does not fall into line, they cut the purse.
And whose money is that?
Okay.
Whose money is that initially the federal government gives you?
Right. Comes from us.
Right. And so what happens there is if your money is redirected, what happens there? You will have federal income tax, of course. We're part of the United States. We will get grants, of course. We're a state. We would get grants like anybody else. I think the real confusion is that we're going to be a state just like any other state. The differences would be is we have the opportunity to have a state constitution similar to Texas and Idaho, or maybe a cross between the two, to where the jurisdiction of the federal government is held at bay by our Constitution, and because of the equal footing doctrine, which means a new state, would be on the equal footing of the original 13, which eliminates a lot of things. It would even eliminate somebody like BLM.
What about the what if the federal government through the House of Representatives and senators and is signed by the President of the United States bans all semi-automatic sporting rifles, you know, commonly called ARs? What is the
okay?
State
if
do?
They ban that, that's against the set. That would be something that Congress, we would hope. Let's say this: what if the government said, you know, we can't have radios anymore and radio programs anymore? I mean, what if?
But let's just, Terry, Terry, because they have passed that law before. They did ban the sale of AR rifles for like 8 years.
Yeah, okay. So if they ban the sale of AR rifles in the federal government, you're asking me if, in fact, the state of Jefferson would say, no, we can sell AR rifles.
That's right.
Is that what you're asking me?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. How does anything change that? How does anything other than us saying, wait a second, the Second Amendment says that we have the right to bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. That's what it says. There's no other specifications there. So, I mean, Carl, if they ban anything that's unconstitutional, and they ban your liberty, which they're trying to do, at what point do you stand up against it?
So you're saying is in the state of Jefferson, that way they would handle that is by saying is, fine, that's against the Constitution, it's against our Constitution, we're not going to obey it.
Well, let's talk about the connotation in which you're putting the state of Jefferson. You, my friend, are part of the state of Jefferson, so this isn't a foreign object to you. What do you think as a citizen? And what do you think is maybe someone who might be influential, not only in your community, but maybe even in county government? What do you say to that, Carl? What do you say to it? You're asking me
I'm asking a question.
I'm not the king of the state of Jefferson.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that
what do you
the
think?
State, you know, the idea of the federal government, I'm just wondering how much power it has, since it seems like it has power over everything else around here.
Constitutionally, it doesn't. There's enumerated rights in the Constitution. Well, we allow the government to have and do things to have rights, especially California, to do things that's unconstitutional. The government is doing whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. Our own congressman has said that the reason they can't stop the president on his executive powers, which are unconstitutional, is they have to go to court and sue him. So the Congress is suing the president. I mean, at what point do we finally say, wait a second, we have this document. We have this document right here, and this document gives enumerated rights and powers, to the federal government. And we, the people, created the federal government. So we're the creator of the federal government. We could even dissolve the federal government because we have the power to do that. So since we created it, when does the creation control the creator? When does that ever happen?
So I think what you're saying here, then, is that the state that says, look, this is unconstitutional. It is what you've just done. So we, as citizens, as free citizens of this nation, are not going to obey this. And as for the state is, we will not comply with this.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think? If they take away your, I know. Okay, if they come to Carl Bott's house and they go, Carl, I want all your guns. Well, I want all your guns. I want them all. I want them all. Are you going to comply?
You're talking a technical secession, then.
No, I'm not talking about secession. I mean, you know, first of all, you guys are talking about hypothetical. Everything you're saying is totally hypothetical. And I understand, Bob, there's a lot of people that are angry and afraid.
It's not hypothetical, Terry. It's like this. If what I'm saying is to have to, and you answered the question, which is what, frankly, what I was trying to get to 5 minutes ago, was what would you do if this happened? And what you would do is say, hey, look, we are a free society, a free nation. We do not have to obey the laws that are unconstitutional. The Constitution says we can have this, and we will not enforce that in our state. And we urge other states not to also.
Similar to what Utah is doing in many other states, right?
Right.
Point.
And that was the answer I was looking for. that that's what would be happen. You know, because the question was, what do you do when the federal government passes a law that stomps all over the Constitution? Well, that's how you do it. That's what the state of Jefferson and other states would do.
Well, we asked the sheriff, our sheriff, Tom Basenko. We asked him straight up in front of 150 people in the first meeting we had in 1 week. The other meeting had 350 people. The first meeting we had, the question was asked, if the FBI or someone came in to take our guns, Tom, would you stand between us and the FBI? And our sheriff said, yes, I would. I would interpose and use my jurisdiction and stand between my people and the government. And that's what he said. And he got a rousing applause. That answers your question, too, because it's understanding jurisdiction. And I think a lot of this is just, you know,
Hey, I've got to run because it's already run past 5 minutes past our break. So hang on for a second. Well, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Tobacco and Brew has it all with Espresso Joe, which has all types of drinks, both hot and cold, and coffee you can buy, brews, everything over there at Espresso Joe. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium on all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor. It has it all. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, serving our country, serving our county, serving our people. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here. We were way past our break. 75 degrees going up to 110 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know what? 110 degrees out there, 75 already. Go to Budget Blinds. They have these solar shades.
Shade is very coveted and ready right now.
Solar shade, put it out there. Keeps the house cooler. Saves you tons of money on electricity for your swamp cooler or your air conditioner. And you can get up to a $500 rebate if you put in those solar shades from REU. If it's not solar shades, it's any types of blinds or window coverings you can possibly imagine. Shutters, shades, draperies, anything. Give Budget Blinds a call at 226-9027. Jerry's going to do the right job for you, he and his people. Visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Okay, we're in on the phone with when we started with the Democrats taking away so much freedom here in the state of California. And my hypothesis was, if the state of Jefferson was stood up, I mean stood up, it's already, everything's gone through, it's stood up with the government, how do you handle when the federal government makes a law that that would be found onerous by free people, people that have liberty? And we have Terry on the line, and Terry says, we just say no. Is that about
it? Well, that's exactly right.
We say no, and then you hope that the rest of the, you know, there's three or four or five, six other states that say, hey, you know what? No, we're not going to do that. Now, is there anything, what kind of cudgel could the feds use? What kind of hammer could the feds use to force?
It depends if they want to go against the Constitution or not. The real deal is the sheriff in your county. He is the main law enforcement official. And when Tom Bosinko made the comment he made 2 Mondays ago at the Patriot meeting in front of 150 people, it was pretty amazing, because really and truly, as Sheriff John Lopey has said, he has taken an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, both foreign and domestic. The problem he and many of our sheriffs are running into, D'Agostini is another one, is that most of the people that they have to defend it against now is domestic. The government is out of control. And Carl, what you have to start thinking about is, you're asking all these questions, what would you do, my friend, as a citizen of a sovereign state? Where do you stand? Again, you know, I'm a simple guy. There's a lot of people that are a lot smarter than I am, you know. And the thing is that we have to look at things and understand and look at the Constitution. And one last thing I think that's pretty important. Do you believe in your inalienable rights? Do you believe that your rights come from God, girl?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you believe that and you stand on that principle and you say our rights are God-given, just like Thomas Jefferson says in the Declaration of Independence, well, if you don't believe in God, then your rights don't come from anywhere. How can you have rights that you get from something you don't believe in? Well, I get my rights from that tree out there, but I don't believe that tree is there.
So if you have a non-believer in the state,
I'm just saying.
But if you have a non-believer in the state of Jefferson, you still protect their rights, right?
Of course they are. They're protected under the Constitution, absolutely. I'm just saying.
So they don't have to believe.
No, I'm talking about standing up for your rights.
Well, you don't have to be a believer to stand up for your rights.
Well, let me finish. If, in fact, I just asked you a question, if you believe your inalienable rights come from God and you don't believe from God, where do your rights come from? I'm waiting for the answer.
From the rights granted to you by other men.
Okay, so it's the rights granted to you by other men.
And
okay,
women.
There's some other men that wrote a constitution, right? They wrote this constitution. It's like funny how the Second Amendment is right behind the First Amendment, and there are five rights in the First Amendment, aren't there? Isn't it funny how the Second Amendment is right below that? Now, do you think that Second Amendment was put there because we wanted to have the right to protect ourselves from the squirrels and rabbits that we hunt? Because they may have a coup and try to take us over. I don't think so. Or what about the criminals that may break into your home? Sure, we want to defend ourselves against them, but is that Second Amendment
you
right
got ten,
there?
You have 10 purpose? Seconds before the hour's up. So
yeah,
no, of course not.
It's there. To,
it's
there.
It's protect. Of course, Terry. Anybody can. It's the you know the fact is the amendments are there to protect our rights. And thanks. Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate
all right, buddy.
It.
Have a great day.
All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460,
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. It was a raucous start to the Democrats' National Convention yesterday in Philadelphia. Among the protesters who turned out, Jessica Creary, who says she's had her fill with the status quo.
I'm trying to fight for democracy. I'm trying to make sure that our elected officials know what we want. They don't know because they spend all of their time listening to people that are paying them money.
But inside the venue, correspondent Wally Hines reports Bernie Sanders made an impassioned plea for his supporters to rally behind Hillary Clinton.
Greeted by a thunderous sustained ovation from his supporters inside the arena, Sanders vowed his political revolution will continue. And he left no doubt that his former rival is up to the task.
Hillary Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight.
Sanders adding that Donald Trump offers only bombast, name-calling, fear-mongering, and division. Shortly after Sanders spoke, Trump tweeted that Sanders totally sold out to crooked Hillary Clinton and added all that work, energy, and money and nothing to show for it. Waste of time.
As correspondent Wally Hines, another deadly attack by ISIS. One priest dead, and he may not be the last.
The Interior Ministry spokesman says that another person who had been taken hostage is seriously injured and in life-threatening condition.
Correspondent Angela Charlton, the attack happened on a church in Normandy. Two suicide bombers detonating explosives-laden cars today in Mogadishu, killing 13 people. A wildfire has forced thousands of people from their homes on the edge of Los Angeles and continues to burn. Mark Peebles of Southern California's Interagency Incident Management Team.
Containment numbers are still at 10%. Normally, obviously, we would have an increase in containment, but we also had a corresponding growth in the acreage.
He told KNBC yesterday it was about all firefighters could do on Monday to hold their own against the sand fire. More of these stories from townhall.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
A local landmark in Mansfield, Ohio is no more.
It's a tree that became a popular attraction for its role in the movie The Shawshank Redemption. An official with the Tourism Bureau in Mansfield says high winds last week brought down the tree, which had split during a storm in 2011. The tree is featured in one of the final scenes of the 1994 film. It's underneath the tree that Morgan Freeman's character finds an important letter, buried by Tim Robbins' character.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, Americans bought new homes in June at the fastest pace in more than 8 years. It's a sign that a solid job market and low mortgage rates are bolstering the broader U.S. economy. The Commerce Department says that new home sales rose 3.5% last month to a seasonally adjusted rate of 592,000, the best level since February of 2008. Purchases of new homes have climbed 10.1% year to date. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's never too late. If you worry it's too late in life to make a new career move, think again. Tim LaHaye, the pastor and successful Left Behind series author, says he didn't start his famous book series until he was 70 years old.
God is giving me my best ministry in the twilight of my life.
In a 2002 AP interview, LaHaye said he always considered the Left Behind novels a combination of facts from the Bible and a little bit of fiction.
They're fiction based on fact, the facts of prophecy as it's laid out in the book of Revelation primarily.
Any chance his interpretation of Bible prophecies is too narrow?
Not really. I think that God meant what he said and said what he meant, and we take it literally unless the immediate context indicates otherwise.
LaHaye and his partner, Jerry B. Jenkins, wrote 16 volumes in the Left Behind series, which sold more than 80 million copies. Mr. LaHaye passed away on Monday. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 5 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Bad Bob, what's it look like today and tomorrow and the next day? I mean, people are here on the in the chat room talking about cooking eggs on the sidewalk. Can they do that?
Quite possibly. Revised update from Weather Underground. We are showing a high today around 111, overnight low of 72.
As opposed to 109?
Yeah. It just keeps getting better. 110 on Wednesday, 113 now predicted for Thursday. I think once you go past about 105, it's all a moot point. Overnight lows will stay in the mid-70s. This trend will hold all the way into the weekend. By Sunday, we see some relief when it drops back down to a relatively balmy 99 degrees, and then it starts warming back up again. Right now in Reading, we're closing in on 80, and this report, as depressing as it. By the way, Shasta Lake, 34 feet from the top. All this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by WellCare MD. WellCare MD, it's offering a direct primary care, a simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right. One flat monthly fee provides unlimited access to your doctor as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, or phone. They do not take insurance there. So everything is a flat fee, kind of the old concierge method. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. This practice of this concierge or, you know, paying a flat fee has caught on in a lot of places throughout the United States because of what's happening with health care. And in the state of California, it looks like your health care is going to go up something like close to 10% this coming year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When President Obama leaves, the thing was set up so that it was going to impact heavily after he was no longer president. I mean, it's going up to 10% in some places, 15%, sometimes 20. That's if it can even they can control the figures to that. And if what happens if the government doesn't give all the money that was so abruptly agreed to so many years ago, then the whole healthcare system could come apart. So
tell me again how Affordable Care Act into this.
That's the thing is that it's going up so rapidly for people that people are just going to lose their healthcare. Okay. Another thing that happens, we'll find out what happens. We'll find out what it does after we pass it. Type of ideas. Okay, let's talk about something a lot better than that. Let's talk to Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, with his Camp Love a Pet shirt on. Isn't that cute?
Right. Good morning.
Isn't that cute? Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah. Camp Love a Pet started yesterday. So we got 17 kids, 17 dogs.
17 kids and 17 dogs.
Yeah, today we have a field trip to an alpaca farm to go see the alpacas. It's a lot of fun. It's awesome. The Alpaca Farm is fantastic. We went there in June, too. It's fantastic.
Alpacas friendly?
Yeah, these are really nice.
Is it llamas or alpacas that spit at you?
Alpacas can, but normally they don't, and these don't.
But
these
llamas
are all
do.
Very socialized. Llamas can, yeah.
Llamas
yeah, they will,
spit.
Yeah.
Anytime they get a shot at it. Okay. So they're going out there just, what, to visit, to take a trip. Now, how do you take them out there in cars? Or they have their own little doggy bus?
No. We
driven by, like, maybe a German Shepherd?
No, the counselors all take them. So I'll have a full ride full of kids and counselors and so a bunch of other people. That's a lot of fun. And we're actually really, really working to get all 17 dogs adopted by next Saturday, August 6th, for graduation. We have 17 dogs that are up for adoption. Five of them have been adopted, so we got 12 to go. This is the time to get a great dog that's got 2 weeks of training. A couple of the ones that are left are were in the first camp, so they've got 4 weeks of training. And they're fantastic dogs, and they're all looking for great, loving homes. And they're on our Facebook page. And they're all really special, so we're really hoping we can get all of them adopted. It'd be the first time we've ever done that. We have 12 to get adopted, and we got 2 weeks to do it in. So we're really going to work
hard. Okay, you've already had five.
We've had five adopted now, yeah.
Okay, so we'll go to Facebook page. You got them all on Facebook.
Yep.
And the kids enjoy this.
Oh, yeah,
obviously.
They have a ball.
But is there a little bit of tears and all this?
There's a lot of tears, yeah. At the end of camp, there's a lot of tears. A lot of tears from the counselors, a lot of tears from the campers. A lot of tears because, you know, they're done with camp. It's two weeks of camp, and they're close to all their friends and the counselors. But also a lot of tears because of the dogs, because they don't want to leave the dogs. But
yeah.
That's one of the great things about it, and that's why we really want them all adopted, because if they're all going into loving forever homes and the kids are a lot happier about it, they're still going to miss them. But they can hand them off. We encourage all the adopters to come to graduation. It's fantastic. The kids get to hand off the dogs to the new adopters. They get to tell them, hey, you know, Cammy likes this and Cammy likes that, or, you know, Frankie likes this, or whatever the dog and the kid is, and they can talk about the stuff that they like and what they can do. And it's a great handoff, and it's a really happy
ending. I even hate to go here, but if the dog's not adopted for 2 weeks, he's been loved on and exercised and had lots of attention, he goes back into his little cage, or his cage, not little, but his back into his cage, then that must have an impact on him. So I know that we've talked about how you guys really make an effort to go back and kind of ease them back into something like this.
Yeah, and we work with them a lot even afterwards. We try and work with them as much as we can. But, you know, we're always short-staffed, and so we don't unfortunately have enough staffing. That's where our volunteers come in, and our volunteers help out a lot. You know, and up until that point, the only people that are walking the dogs is the campers for 2 weeks. And then after that, then the volunteers will start working them in a little bit more. There's two dogs that from the last camp I was really close to. I would take out every day I could. One of them was adopted right before camp, Quentin, which was fantastic. Quentin was the one that actually I brought in here on that Friday with the camper and with Sierra. And Quentin was adopted about a week and a half ago. And Cammy is another one that I've been taking out, and she's still available for adoption. She's a great dog. She's real sweet. She's fairly scared of men, but if you spend a little bit of time with her, give her a little bit of love and attention, she comes around great. She's now one of my best buds, and so she's just – and she runs – oh, man, she needs a yard to run in. She runs – I've never seen a dog run like her. She runs high speed just as fast as she can. She can't even make the turn. She it's like watching a NASCAR race. She rubs against the fence as she's making her turns, and she just keeps running. She'll hop in the little kiddie pool and spin around and get up and run again. But in between, she comes up, she gets lovin's, and she's just an extremely loving dog. She just needs a family that's going to have a yard for her to run in and give her plenty of attention, and she's great.
How big is she?
Cammy's probably, she's brindle color, but she's real skinny. She almost looks like a, not quite a shepherd, but like a smaller shepherd. She's probably about 45 pounds.
Okay.
She's not real big. She's a
good
she's
with
a
all,
medium sized
good with all animals.
Yeah, she's real frightened of stuff, but she seems to be good. I'm not sure how she is with cats, but I know she's good with other dogs.
Okay.
And she's great with people and kids and just what a love. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, talking about Camp Love a Pet. Here's a great chance if you're looking for that right dog. And they're having 2 weeks of intensive care and training. And when you get them, they can walk and they can sit and they can do who knows what other kind of little tricks that they have. But again, terribly socialized, and be a great time to bring them home and to have somebody welcome a new fur baby.
Wonderfully socialized.
Yeah.
Wonderfully socialized.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to be right back after these messages. But Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this message today, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Roberta and Henry just do an outstanding job. If you're looking for jewelry, and you're looking for the right kind of jewelry, if you're looking for jewelry that's priced right and from honest people, there you go, Four Winds Jewelry. Estate Jewelry, they have a super collection of estate jewelry. Linda and Trish are there all the time taking a look at it, and if you don't see it, ask them for it. Henry is a gemologist and can build you, design and build rings and bracelets and all this, and they have the only trained watch repairman. Any type of watch, practically, right there at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Give them a call, 222-2750. We'll be right back with Mark Story.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Untied dog, come at it from my city. Range your average.
Easy to walk at night, it's the atomic dog.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Just as glad we got back with that one. So it's like 19 minutes after here on Tuesday, the 26th of July. I almost hate to say this to you, my friends. It's 75 degrees already, going up to 111 degrees today. It'll cool off, though, to 77 tonight, which means it'll be 80 tomorrow, about this time tomorrow, because it's going to be hotter tomorrow. So don't leave anything, as I'm saying, don't leave any living organic object in your car when you walk away. And, oh, I'm just going to be gone for 5 minutes. Well, it's only going to take 10 or 15 minutes for that organic object to be an extreme pain. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy is his business. He teaches all over Northern California, as far south, past Sacramento, in classes down there. His classes all up here in the state, not only concealed carry, but hunter safety and advanced pistol. Advanced pistol, where you've already got your concealed carry, and now you go into the next stage of shooting, presenting, moving and shooting, reloading, firing from concealed areas, firing from cover, from different positions, sitting to standing. From and he also incorporates the shotgun in the advanced class on how to use a shotgun in defensive manner. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. That's 530-999-1822. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning there, Mr. Story.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I just, you know, what we're trying to, Bob does everything. Right now he's repairing and soldering headphones here. Yeah. Okay, so we talked about Camp Love a Pet and how people can go out. Now, where are they going to be? Are they going to be someplace at the end of this? I mean, you said something about when they go to be adopted.
So there's a graduation at Haven August 6th. It'll be at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's right in front of our clinic. We close down the parking lot, and they actually walk the dogs, the pomp and circumstance, and we get the music playing, and they show tricks, and they talk about stuff. We have a bunch of dignitaries come, and they get certificates. It's really neat. It's a lot of fun.
That's August 6th.
August 6th.
At what time?
At Haven, at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock.
Everybody's
so it's still cool.
To come out
still cool.
Yeah, so it's still cool, and that's why we moved it to 9 o'clock.
Doesn't hurt your little feet.
Ago. Yeah. So it takes less than an hour. It's about an hour. It'll be done by 10. So we encourage people to come by. And
August 6th.
And if some of the dogs haven't been adopted, come by and see the dogs.
Isn't your birthday around here someplace? Didn't you just have a birthday?
I had a birthday,
July 4th or
July
something?
July 4th, yeah. It's, I think.
July the 4th.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Thank
you. You're a Star Spangled Banner kind of guy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
That's
right.
Anyway, so how old are you now?
I am 46.
46.
Yeah.
I know. We all look at him.
Bob just looked at my gray hair and said, let me see your ID with that look he just gave me.
Well,
I am 46. I was born in 1970.
You look younger than that. Of course.
No, I don't, but thank you.
All right. I'm just making it up. Because my birthday's coming up, so you could do the same thing. Okay. Hey, you're going to have a blue light special here.
Yeah, so we've got one running right now. We still have a few spots open for male neuters, kitten and puppy. That's $20. We still have a few spots left. They're going pretty quick. You need to call our clinic at 241-1658 to find out more about that. And then coming up in August, we've got a pit bull special. So it's going to be pit bulls and pit bull mixes. It's $20, again, for spays and neuters. They're taking appointments now. You must prepay when making the appointment. So you need to come into Haven for that, 7449 East Side Road. You can come into the clinic and prepay for that. So that's going to be any pit bull mix. Up to 50 pounds. If your dog is over 50 pounds, don't fret. Come on in, and we'll see if we can help out with that, and we'll still be able to help you out with it and possible.
Why is it a 50-pound rule?
It's PetSmart Charities, and they set all the grants, and they set the grants specials.
Pounds.
So that's what they go with, and it's basically
the same. It's the same procedure. Right.
Oh, no, once you go up and wait, it takes a lot more medication, which is the expensive stuff, the anesthesia and everything.
Oh, the anesthesia.
And it takes more time, too. The bigger they are, the more time they take. So there's a lot that goes into it. So, yeah, once you go over the 50-pound mark, it gets a lot harder, especially with the spays. It takes a lot more time. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Let's see. Something I learned today.
Learn something new every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what you said, made possible by PetSmart.
Yeah, PetSmart Charities has been great. So we're very fortunate to have this group.
You still have your outstanding veterinarian there?
Yeah, we actually, Dr. Howden is still there, and we have Dr. Turner, who's our new vet, who started in September.
You're running two vets at a time?
We have two vets, yes.
Gosh.
So we have two vets there, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have one vet Mondays and Fridays.
Okay. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, are they doing mainly spaying and neutering?
We still do the same thing. We do spays and neuters from about 8:30 till 1 o'clock, and then from 2 o'clock to 5:30 we do low-income clients, and that's Medi-Cal, Medicare, and VA cards. Not qualified to be a client.
Medi-Cal, Medicare, and
VA cards. Yeah, veteran
cards.
So if you have a veteran card, you can get a break?
Correct.
Do you have to be on Medicaid?
Well, you can qualify as a client. Yeah. So you don't have that, you can't qualify to be one of our clients.
You get like a 10% or something?
You get our prices, which is a low income. We're a low income clinic only. So they added the veteran card.
So if you're a veteran, it doesn't make you
You're qualified. Yes, they added veterans cards years ago before I started there. So it's Medi-Cal, Medicare, and VA cards as well to qualify as a client.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay. So you get that chance, too.
All right. You can spay and neuter no matter what. So we spay and neuter for everybody.
How many spays and neuters do you do a year?
I don't do any, but our vets do a lot. Bob's laughing. And I'm getting a dirty look. I wish you guys could see this right now. It's great. So last year they did 5,602, but we've already done well over 3,500, so we're on pace to top 6,000 this year. Come on, you flip it at me all the time.
I was just thinking what I was going to say next, but I'm going to clean that one right up. Okay, so you're on pace to break the record.
Yeah, over 6,000, which would be
our
record.
But that's great.
Yeah,
now, how many of these, I know that people are bringing in cats, feral cats.
Mm-hmm.
And the program there on that is you take it back out to the same area, and it will keep other cats away, but it won't breed.
Correct.
And this has worked before in a variety of other areas, but some people just don't understand it.
Right. And some people are resistant to it, but unfortunately we've been doing the same thing for years, so this is the next thing we're trying to work, and it's been successful in other areas, whereas trapping and bringing them in and killing them has not been successful. So this has been shown to be successful, and so we're trying to work that out. We've done It's kind of fluctuated, but basically for the feral cat program, it's been anywhere from 250 to about 400 cats a year is what we've been doing. So we're hoping to ramp that up as well. And people just bring them in. It's $45, and that includes testing them for feline leukemia, FIV, and also they get a rabies shot. They get their ear tips so that you know that they're altered, and then they get altered. It's a pretty easy process. You drop them off in the afternoon or in the morning before 9 o'clock, and you pick them up in the afternoon. We usually ask you to keep them in the cage overnight if you can. Give them some food and water if possible. And they go over all the go-home instructions with you from the clinic. And then you release them the next day, and they're good to go right back into the area.
We've talked about this before and what the concept is or how that works. At Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got some people over there that are just adamant about not having feral cats here because they said the quail have disappeared and frogs and all types of different things have disappeared over there because of so many of the cats.
Right. Turtle Bay about, and I don't know the time frame. I want to say it was 8 to 10 years ago. Maybe it was a little bit closer. They had close to 100 cats out there. They're down to 6 now because of this process and because of the people that took care of that. So they're down to about 6 to 10 cats right now. Because of that. So it does work, and Turtle Bay is actually a perfect example of where it does work. So the cat population is going down.
So then we should start seeing things like animals coming back. There are birds and stuff. That would make sense that they would start coming back.
Yeah.
As long as they're not being killed off. Okay. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning, everybody. Linda, of course, it's Tuesdays on sabbaticals, and it's 8:31 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We're looking at 75 degrees right now, going up to 111 today. We're going to talk about this in a couple of minutes about how to handle this with your animals and all that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right here. And it's because, you know, when I'm doing, I'm mixing two things here. But anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know what? Every time I go in there, I get a great haircut. Every time I go in there, I feel welcome. It's like you walk into a place that everybody knows your name, everybody knows your face. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. It's man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, veteran-owned, and they give veteran and senior discounts. So you can go in there now, Mark, and get your senior discount.
No, I'm 46.
Oh, but you look much older. You could pass. Okay. Okay. Well, that Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe, where my buddy and I here just went the other day for chipped beef on toast. We go in there once a month.
Best breakfast.
I mean, for that breakfast right there, and we go in and we get it. And I have to say, it's the best chipped beef on toast you're ever going to get.
Favorite breakfast.
It is. It's right awesome. There, Millie and Kathy. Ooh.
Get a hug when you go in there. Great food.
Get a hug when you go back.
Mark can join the get the free meal at Denny's on your birthday, no questions asked thing.
There you go. Okay. Oh, really? They have that? Okay. We're here with Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane. And we're just talking about, you know what, it's like everywhere else. I mean, you know, everybody's got jobs to do and everybody's working hard. And summer's here and there's so many things going on. Yeah. Second Tuesday Club now is coming, yeah. August 9th. At Cheesecakes.
Cheesecakes Unlimited, yeah, on Pine Street in the old Pine Street School. Yeah, it's fantastic. If you haven't been to Cheesecakes Unlimited, you're missing out. They've got some great food. And, of course, they have amazing desserts, but they've got some great food. So come on out. A portion of the proceeds go to help help us find homes for the homeless animals.
There you go.
Help us get to a North State with no more homeless pets. So come on out. It's August 9th at Cheesecakes Unlimited on Pine Street.
Well, let's talk about heat.
Let's talk about heat.
I mean, we talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're the guy with the emergency crews there that can rescue animals. I've had dogs in our neighborhood die of heat stroke. Bulldogs. because they're heavily muscled and they didn't have enough water and they didn't have any shade. Excuse me, because the owners who had just moved there, just been transferred there, did not realize in the back of their house how hot it got there.
Yeah, it gets really hot.
They may have had even had a, they may even had like a cardboard box, but it was, you know, in the wrong direction or something. Anyway, but I've seen other dogs. I saw a dachshund drop one day. It was running around. It was playing in the water, and still dropped from this. And the I mean, it's just insidious. And then when I see dogs walking along the street with their owners, and you know that pavement's got to be 140 degrees.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things you tell people about this heat?
If it's hot for you, it's hot for the dog, or any of your animals, not just dogs. They need to have some kind of shelter. You know, you mentioned bulldogs, pugs, Boston Terriers, any of those short noses, they're not built well for dissipating heat because they can't breathe as well. So it's even more important for those. They really need to have some kind of cool place, or at least cooler place to be, in fresh water is a biggie too. So anything where shade, and make sure it's shaded all day long. You know, don't. Oh well, yeah, by 3 it'll be shaded. Well, by 3 it's going to be 140 degrees if it's on concrete. So
or brick.
Yeah, or brick. So don't you know, make sure it's shaded all day long. Make sure they have some shade or some cool water to drink, or at least fresh water to drink. And you can get those with you know, the you attach to the spigot that.
Yeah, if they're going to be outside.
Refill. Yeah.
And here's the other thing: if you don't know how hot it is, you walk out without your shoes on. Walk across there, and if it's hot on you, it's going to be hot on them. We actually carry El Killer across the bricks, taking her out there, because it's, I mean, it's not a long way, but, you know, we take her out and put her in the grass where she can, you know, instead of having to walk across there. Now, when she comes back, she's hot-footing it back, as you might say.
The pads of their feet are clearly a lot more protected than the bottom of the soles of our feet,
but still,
it's not that much. I mean, it's still, when it's hot, and it'll burn the pads of their feet very easily. So really be cognizant of that.
And I know we say this, but people put their dogs in the back of the trucks.
Yeah,
this is hot. I mean, it is. Even then, it's it doesn't work.
No, it's hot. It's just, I mean, it's the sun's just baking on the back of that truck. So it's really, really hot in there. If you're going to take them in the back of the truck, you know, don't leave them back there any length of time whatsoever, because then it will get really hot. It's probably hot before you even put them in there. And then the bottom's hot on their pads. There's nowhere for them to go other than to another hot spot.
Yeah, there's no hide.
Right.
Yeah, Bob. Somebody in the chat room, I think it was Sungold, said take the back of your hand and lay it down on the pavement or the back of the pickup, whatever. And if you can't hold your hand there for any length of time, don't put the animal there.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It makes sense. Of course, Sungold always makes sense here. I just, you know, when you see, and I see people, this one that really got me that day was somebody walking their dog that's already, it's a small dog, so it's close to the concrete already, plus its feet, and they're slurping down a giant Slurpee, and they're just like that with the dog. And I'm sitting there thinking about it, and they stop at the light, you know, and the dog is just obviously uncomfortable, and then the light changes, so, you know, you have to move on, but they were oblivious to it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think you touched on it. I mean, I think that most people, it's innocent. I mean, they don't really think about it. You know, they think, hey, I'm going to take my dog with me. I love having my dog with me. My dog's going to get some exercise. Just think, if it's hot, you know, it's hot for them too. You know, I think we take that for granted. But, you know, we domesticated them, and now they're pretty spoiled, and they don't really like that. They don't like to be out in the heat any more than we do. So make sure that they have some kind of protection and shade, and keep them off that hot asphalt and that hot concrete, because they don't like it. It'll burn them.
Which leads us to something else I've been reading lately about animals and the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the transients, and you know this, a lot of the transients and the homeless out there have an animal. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's a dog. It's their family. It's a living being that loves them. And yet, you know, they're outside all the time, too.
Yeah.
And they talk about cooling centers or centers to get out of this heat. Are they providing them also for the animals?
Not that I'm aware of. Most of the homeless folks that have the dogs, I'll say most, they're usually in a cooler spot down by the river in some shaded area, and the dogs are usually with them. So they're usually okay with that. Now, you will see some that are walking across down the street with them. If you see that and it looks like the dog's in some distress, just call us, 241-2550. And we'll send an officer out there to do a welfare check on the dog. And at the very least, we'll do some education with the owner. And at the most, we may have to take the dog. But, you know, don't hesitate to call us and have our officers go out there. Same thing with dogs and cars. You know, we talk about that every time, 241-2550. You see a dog in a car, especially in this heat, don't wait. Just give us a call. Let our officers go out there and do their job, and they'll make sure that the dog is taken care of one way or the other, whether we have to take it out or whether we can hopefully we can get the owner to do some education and possible citation depending on the circumstances and get the animal out of the distress.
And that's not just dogs, my friends. Those are kids. People left in a car.
Yeah,
I mean, just anything organic. I mean, you can put your groceries back there. I mean, it's your groceries, but I imagine in a few minutes that everything that you have in there could be spoiled or forever ruined. So if you do that,
don't call us if it's a kid in the car.
No.
Call RPD.
Call RPD. That's Yeah, I think RPD would roll on that one pretty fast.
Absolutely.
They'd roll on that fast.
Yeah.
Because that right, you know, that's death.
Yeah.
For both animals and people in there. So you want to go out and walk your dog on the river trail. Let's just say on the river trail. Again, but again, most people will go in the morning
or
in the evening.
Or the late evening, yeah.
That's right. And so, I mean, do you have to, like our dog has a double coat. I mean, it's the type of dog it has, you know, so it's warm already. So we keep her trimmed short, especially during the summer. But even then, when you're taking your dog out on a walk, would you give any precautions out there?
Just have water available. There's water on the trails, but make sure that they stop and get water and drink. And just keep an eye on the dog. If the dog starts panting more than normal or something, that's time to turn around and get him home and get him cool and cool down.
Now, I understand that if you put the dog's feet in water, that will cool them off because that's where they're...
It can, yeah.
That will cool them off a lot faster.
Yeah.
Not especially putting water all over them, but just on their feet.
Right, yeah, that'll cool them down for sure.
Okay.
So that's another way to do it. You can cool them down and stop. And I just, you know, when it's hot like this, there's no need to be in a rush when you're walking your dog. Take your time and stay cool and stay to the shade as much as possible. I mean, when you're talking about the river trail, there's a lot of shade on the river trail, especially in the morning and the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Stay to the shade. It's a lot cooler and give them lots of water.
We talked about the Second Tuesday Club. One of the things you talk about all the time, and it's so valuable, are volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers.
You can't,
amazing.
I mean, you can always use more volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so our next volunteer orientation is actually this Friday at 5:15, and that's in our classroom at Haven. And then the following one will be the following Saturday, August 6th, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And, again, that's going to be in the Haven classroom at Haven Humane Society at 7449 East Side Road. Our volunteers are amazing. They save lives every single day, and they just do an amazing job. They do all kinds of stuff. It's not just about walking the dogs or socializing the cats. We have all kinds of other opportunities. Maybe you want to help with some of our social media. We've got that. Maybe you want to help in the clinic. We've got that to help out. You know, we have people that fold stuff for licensing and help us in our licensing, help our licensing specialists. We have all kinds of areas you can help. So maybe you don't want to go walk the dogs. That's okay. But you want to help us save animals' lives. Everything helps. Everything working at Haven helps us save those lives. You know, our Camp Love a Pet right now, there's myself, the captain, and Wendell, our volunteer coordinator. We're the only, and Celeste, our behavior specialist. We're the only four paid staff that are on there, the rest of our counselors, and there's quite a few of us. I think there's, I want to say there's 17 counselors and 17 kids. So the rest of the counselors, they're all volunteers, and they volunteer to be counselors. And some of them are high-time volunteers, some of them are new, some of them, quite a few of them, are campers, graduated as campers, and now they're counselors. So we have, I think, four junior counselors. Two of them, it's their first camp as a counselor. In fact, two of them were campers in June, and now they're counselors. So, you know, we've got lots of volunteers that help out with camp and all kinds of other stuff. We have outreaches where we go out and do adoption events. We need volunteers for that. So, yeah, our volunteers are absolutely amazing. I can never thank them enough. I think they're just fantastic.
Well, you know, the volunteers is what makes it run. And we've been there before, and I see people wearing your volunteer T-shirts out in town. Like, they go out on dates with them, things like that. So have you had any, like, marriages come from your volunteers thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, just wondering. We're here with Mark Story, who is, of course, the CEO of Haven Humane, and how to take care of your animals in this fire danger right now with it being so high. Are you prepared for that? I mean, you probably ramp up for that, too.
Yeah, we're pretty much always prepared for that. If a fire kicks off, then it's Shasta County Sheriff's Department are the ones that will call us, and then we'll mobilize whatever is needed at that time. Usually we take our adoption rig out there, also our disaster response rig, so we can put that at wherever the command post is. And then we usually bring as many people as we have available to go out and assist and go into the fire area and help evacuate the animals, both large and small. And then after the fact, depending on what their manning level looks like at the Sheriff's Department, we assist with sheltering in place and food and water. And we also get a lot of donations from the public during those times to help out. And so we give all that to the county, or we disperse it to the places that need it. Like in the Igo area, we've done that before. And up in Shingletown a few years back, we did that as well. So we help out with the sheltering in place, too, because really when it's, a disaster like Clover Fire, for example, that was a long deal. We were sheltering animals in place there for a good week, even after the fire was out. So.
Sure. Well, people who have large animals should have ways of moving them.
They should.
I knew in that first big fire several years ago, a lot of people who had gotten their horses brought to them or something else, larger animals, they didn't have any way of getting them out.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem. I think that people need to plan ahead. I think that we've learned, and I think that majority of the people have got some plans. But I think other than that, there are a lot of support groups out there, the Sheriff's Posse that comes out, and there's a lot of volunteers that are ready to mobilize with trailers and help assist the rodeo group. They help as well. And so there's a lot of people that are willing to go up and help move those large animals out. So but more people, I think, are prepared, too. So I think it takes a whole community to do it, and I think that this community is as ready as we can be. I mean, you can never foresee everything, but I think we're as ready as we can be to respond to disasters. Let's hope we don't have one, but we'd rather be prepared and not needed than not prepared and needed. So
yeah.
I think this community is very fortunate with all the organizations that are here to support, from the Sheriff's Department to the Police Department and Cal Fire and Redding Fire and CHP, Haven Humane. I mean, we all work hand in hand to make sure that we get everything done. And then, like I said, the rodeo group, the Sheriff's Posse, there's a lot of people that really mobilize and help out. It's amazing how many people get there in such a short amount of time, too. I remember the fire that we had, I think it was 2 years ago, that was just up in Happy Valley. When we showed up over there, I couldn't believe how many people were already there, because we got there probably hour and a half after the call went out, and there was just tons of organizations out there and people out there ready to go, and they stopped it pretty quick. So,
well, the sheriff was just in the other day, and he's showing up late a little bit for his, and he's never late for his show here, and he came in and he said, yeah, there was some horses loose up on 44. And he helped round up. He says, of course, I'm not a cowboy. And he said, but he had his arms around a horse's neck that had somehow gotten out up there. And that's just one of the other things that you all probably get called for. We got horses on the loose here.
Yeah, we assist. Most of the time the horses and stuff are in county, so his officers will take care of most of that. But they have called us, and we've sent our staff up to assist as well. And we work really well with them. We work hand-in-hand with the Sheriff's Department on that kind of stuff. It's a good team effort, yeah. Definitely.
We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here, but a couple of announcements here. Discover Health Redding Rancheria Health Fair. They're having their annual Discover Health at Redding Rancheria Health Fair on Wednesday, August the 3rd. I think that's next Wednesday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, Eagle Room. You have health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. Health screenings at no cost, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes, pre-screen, and more. All ages welcome, special activities for the kids. For more information, give Trish a call at 226-1734. And, of course, September the 25th, the 27th annual Ducky Derby. Now, are y'all out there to make sure those duckies are not injured during this? Is the ASPCA and Haven Humane out there to make sure these duckies are not hurt when they're dumped from that bridge? Thousands of them.
Well, it's funny you say that, but I'm actually in Redding East Rotary, and we're the ones that put on the Ducky Derby. And for the last 2 years in a row, I've actually been in the boats that caught them. And I said, hey, this is what I do. So I catch all the stray ones and
Is that round them all up.
Are any of them injured? I frankly am not sure if it's true that none of them are injured.
There are no ducks hurt in the making of the Ducky Derby.
Okay, but that's here it is. You're still looking for sponsorships there. And you can adopt a duck at $5 each. Contact Marge Beck at Duck Central at 1910 Market Street. Or any Reading East Rotarian. 100% return of funds on all this. Okay, we'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday. It's 75 degrees, going up to 111 today.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Are you happy now?
Oh, yeah.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes.
I could save myself so much trouble by just rotating this and On the Dark Side back and forth.
If you haven't seen Streets of Fire, you've missed it. It came out of Streets of Fire. Oh, they had a great soundtrack there. Great soundtrack. The movie is kind of but it has great soundtrack. See, you know, and then the Eddie and the Cruisers. But the other, you know, anything from Journey? You know what? I'm easy. I'm easy. Hey, it's about 8 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. I can't. You know what? Sharon Clark started Home Helpers on her desk or on her kitchen 10 years ago and has become a huge success. Why? Because she cares about the people she works with, whether it's a short term help around the house because, you know, surgery or a broken leg or something like that, or if it's 24-hour a day in-home intensive care. When I say intensive, somebody has to be there all the time. Sharon can help you. She talks to everyone in the family, sees exactly what they want, and she puts the right person in there. And all of her people that work for her are bonded, insured, passed all types of background tests, the whole thing. They're all trained. Give her a call at 226-8350. Business of the Year in Reading, Business Person of the Year in Reading. All is Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. Okay, we got like 6 or 7 minutes left with Mark Story, our CEO of Haven Humane here. And we got a couple other things we want to cover before we're gone. I do want to mention that baseball tonight, right here, KCNR 1460, the Colt 45s, Humboldt Crabs are in town. You know, that's going to be a great game, so be out there tonight. And starts at 7:15, so it's cooled off. You're in the shade out there. $5 to get in. $5 for a hot dog and a drink. Are you kidding? What a great evening this will be. Only got like 10 games left, or if that, maybe about 7 or 8 games left. Okay, Mark, we talked about volunteers, mm-hmm. Tuesday Club, Clean Special, Dog Licensing Clinic.
Yeah, we've got a dog licensing clinic August 2nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Millville Veterinary Clinic at 23653 Millville Way. Dog licenses will be available for City of Reading or Shasta County. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. If your dog rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate. For license fee, please see the dog license page on our website. That's havenhumane.org. And microchips will be discounted at $20 when purchasing a dog license at there. You can also get cats, rabies vaccinations for $8, and microchips for $20. Cats must be in a carrier, too. So come on out to Millville Vet Clinic August 2nd, 6 to 7:30, and get some get your licensing taken care of. It is the law. And you can get
expensive
rabies clinics. Yes.
A week from today.
Tuesday. Yep.
Okay.
And we've got Zumba Bash coming up August 20th. That's at the Veterans Hall here in Reading. Tickets are now available for Zumba Bash. You can get more information on our web, on our Facebook page and our website.
Hey, just for everybody knows,
I will.
Mark
not
will
know.
Be leading it in spandex. Mark has bought his spandex Haven Humane workout costume.
Because I want everybody there to everybody hearing this to attend, I'm going to go ahead and pass on wearing the spandex because I don't think that would sell tickets. But I do want people to come. It's a lot of fun. I really didn't know what to expect.
What is Zumba?
Zumba is an exercise where they have fun and they dance and they exercise. It was a lot of fun. I went last year and I didn't really know what to expect.
Did you Zumba?
I did not Zumba. Maybe I will this year. I'm not wearing spandex if I do, but I will definitely be there.
Aren't you sure who you are? I mean, Zumba doesn't mean you're a bad person. This is for men and women, right?
It is for men and women.
And kids?
Yes. Yeah, I think there were some kids there, but there's
had a lot of people there last year.
There was some drinking and some auction items and some raffles, and it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. I was very impressed, and the DJs were playing some great music. Everybody had a blast. So, yeah, please, August 20th, come on out. It's a good time. If you Zumba'd before, then you're probably looking forward to coming. If you haven't, I would suggest you try it. If you like exercise at all and you like good music, this is a great time to come out for both. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was really impressed. I thought it was great. And Jennifer Lozoya and Anderson Family Fitness have been helping put this on. This will be our second year, and it was what a blast. It was so much fun.
I think it is. And then, of course, October 1st, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
October 1st, our Bark, Wine, and Brew at Wind River.
You should start selling tickets now.
Tickets will go on sale next month.
Next month. Yep. When they do, they go fast. The place
they
is
do.
Filled.
They
place
do.
Goes. And it's a great way to save some or wait, spend some money out there to help our furry
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, have some fun. Donate some money to Haven and help us.
Hey, yesterday I was very, you know, I talked about our guest yesterday, Bob. You remember that? The guy that wasn't there. And I wrote this beautiful email saying, okay, here's, back to the person that set it up, from their publicist back in New York and talked about
the millennials.
The millennials. I said, yeah, since millennials as usual don't show up when they're supposed to. And, I thought it was not an angry one. It was just kind of like, oh, blah, 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 pokey. And she comes back to me. She says, wow, I'm sorry. She said, your email said August 25th.
Oh.
And I went, I looked down. Yeah, guess what? Looked it up. I was thinking July 25th, but it was August 25th. So I tell you what, did I write a on your belly, on your belly, you know, oh, I am so sorry. Oh, my gosh, you know. And then I blamed it on Mark Story. I said, Mark Story, you're supposed to handle this stuff.
I got my shoulders. That's
anyway,
fine.
But no, but that was, I just wanted, but I wanted to say this out loud. I was blaming the guy about it, wrote the book, and I was thinking July and wrote August. So,
all right, take back the mean stuff
I didn't. I just, you know what? I take it all back, and it was my fault. I can't believe that. I mean, I rarely do something like that, but when I do, it's big. And then I get snarky on an email and have her come back and go, here, eat this. Hey, thanks so much for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having us. And thanks for being a part of our team.
Everything going okay?
Everything's going great. Yeah,
and all that. And
come in, adopt. I want to get 12. I want. There's a lot of animals that we need to find homes for, but I really want to get these 12,
these 12
camp
kind.
Dogs.
Okay.
Have homes.
Send us photos. We'll run them on the put them on the webpage and
okay.
run them on.
Yeah,
the,
and they're all on Facebook.
And they're all on Facebook.
Yeah, they're all on Facebook. Just
we'll
put a link to our
and then
Facebook.
We'll start doing that and sharing it all the time.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Great.
These dogs deserve a good home.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 111 today. 111. So take care. Don't leave anything alive in your car. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton and the Democratic convention for failing to mention ISIS and the threat posed by the terrorist organization.
They don't want to talk about it. Because in a very true way, they really established ISIS. Because of weakness.
Trump addressing the VFW convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, promising military veterans much improved health care.
The other candidate in this race, you know her name, Crooked Hillary Clinton. And believe me, folks, she is crooked. Has a much different view.
Tonight, the Democrats will nominate Hillary Clinton as their standard bearer, begging the question, how will Bernie Sanders supporters react? Will they...
Protest.